You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins. It's Matt Wehmeyer joined by Jeff Nelson, and we are joined on the phone by MLB.com Twins reporter Rhett Bollinger, who comes to us from Twins spring training. Rhett, thanks for joining us, and let's just start off the discussion by having you talk about kind of the overall vibe and attitude around Twins camp going into the 2015 season.
Well, I think there's more optimism this year. Talking to Joe Mauer earlier this week, he was saying that he senses optimism, obviously a new coaching staff, a new manager in Paul Molitor, bringing in some guys like Torrey Hunter, noted veteran, you know, has a lot of history with the Minnesota Twins, bringing in Irvin Santana, which is a much-needed piece after the rotation, Tim Stauffer, a nice bullpen piece. So I think they're kind of, you know, obviously last year some of those young rookies, guys like, you know, Vargas and Santana played pretty well. So I think there's a little bit more optimism heading into this year than in the years past.
Well, the Central Division in the American League could be one of the toughest divisions in baseball. You look at all the teams that are ahead of them. Minnesota finished in fifth place last year. Ron Gardenhire's been around forever. Now you just mentioned Mahler, the new guy, obviously Hall of Famer. What do you see him bringing to a team and turning the Twins around and becoming a contender possibly this year?
Well, he's definitely different than Gardenhire. He's definitely more, a little more calm and reserved. His demeanor's definitely different than kind of Gardenhire's more fiery. I don't know if we'll see, you know, Mahler getting out there in the animated discussions with the umpires like Gardenhire did. But, yeah, I think this year might be more of a bridge to being competitive in that division because, like you said, this division right now, they get so much tougher with the White Sox getting better. We know about the Tigers. We know how good the Royals were last year. The Indians are a very good team as well. So I think this year it's kind of getting those young guys, hopefully guys like Buxton and Snow up here at some point, Alex Meyer, and maybe build that competitive bridge to the next season.
Right, you touched on Torrey Hunter a little bit, returning to the Twins after spending the first 15 years of his career in Minnesota. Exactly what kind of a role do you see him having both on the field and in the clubhouse this season?
Well, the Twins still believe he can hit. So he's definitely made their starting right fielder. They believe he can bring some power into that lineup, maybe bat anywhere between fifth to seventh in that lineup. And then obviously off the field, he's a great clubhouse guy. I mean, this guy's been around the game for a long time. He's been kind of mentoring guys like Aaron Hicks and Byron Buxton all spring so far. Pretty much anywhere Hunter goes, they go. They're definitely listening. So in terms of being a clubhouse leader, that's going to be big too. And I think, like I said, offensively, he brings a lot. There's definitely a little bit more question marks about his defense in right field now that he's 39, turning 40. But the Twins still feel like he's still a, you know, positive both on and off the field.
Joe Mauer coming into this year, talk a little bit about his health. Had a down year average-wise and also injured, had some concussion problems. Talk a little bit about how he feels going into this spring training and how he is going to turn things around and get back to that, you know, top hitter in the AL again.
Yeah, people forget that last year he was coming off that concussion at the end of his season. So kind of going into last season, he didn't even start workouts until late January. He kind of got a late start, started off the season kind of slow, and started to kind of pick it up, and then all of a sudden he suffered an oblique injury and ended up missing 40 days with that injury and kind of came back and started playing a little better. But by the end of the year, he only had four home runs and really had it down there all around. So I think this year he's had a full offseason of being healthy. He worked out with this noted stretch guru named Roger Erickson, who's kind of helped him with his oblique and that kind of thing to kind of keep him healthy for the season. So the Twins are definitely banking on him being, you know, an offensive, you know, threat this year. Last year they still finished seventh in the majors in runs scored, even with him having it down here. So I think the Twins are definitely very hopeful he can get it back together this season.
Rhett, when you look at the rotation, Phil Hughes signed that contract in the offseason coming off that record-breaking year, 11.6 strikeout-to-walk ratio, the best ever in baseball history. They bring in Irvin Santana, but beyond those two, a lot of question marks. How do you assess this rotation overall?
Yeah, you're right. There's definitely the top two guys there. And then Kyle Gibson's another guy they liked last year, you know, second year in the big leagues, kind of take a step forward. I think the Twins like to see him take even a bigger step forward this year. I think he'll be a part of that plan. And then Ricky Nolasco is a guy that, you know, obviously they paid a lot of money last year, signing him to a four-year deal, and he didn't really deliver. He was injured with an elbow injury and had an ERA above five. But the Twins are definitely hopeful he's going to bounce back. He's at camp now. He looks lighter and leaner. Twins are definitely hopeful to kind of get back to that workhorse that he was. And that fifth spot's up for grabs. Tommy Malone's probably the favorite there. But another experienced guy, Mike Pelfrey, is in that mix. Tim Stauffer is going to be in that mix, but probably more likely to be a reliever. And then young guys like Alex Meyer and Trevor May are going to get a chance too. So I think at this point it's probably Malone's to lose, but at least they finally have some rotation depth that's something they've been lacking in recent years.
Do you see the rotation? You look at Phil Hughes, the only guy going over 200 innings, and that really puts a lot of pressure on your bullpen. Last year, 15th in ERA, the Twins were in pitching. Where do you see that changing? Do we have some guys possibly getting over 200 innings, and how does that help out the bullpen who really struggled as well?
Yeah, it's definitely true. I mean, over the last couple of years, Twins have had a lot of trouble getting, you know, length and depth out of those relievers. Really not having too many guys go over 200 innings, I think. This year, though, I think Evan Santana, I think he's gone over 200 innings or at least 30 starts, I think, in five of the last 7 years. So he's definitely kind of a workhorse type. And I think that Kyle Gibson almost got there last year. And I think now that he's, I mean, another year more of experience, I think he's got a good chance. And Alaska, you know, was definitely a durable guy that could get up to that, too, in the past. So I think there's definitely some optimism that could maybe, you know, kind of take that workload off the bullpen. But it's kind of a matter of some of these rotation guys starting to do it, because this rotation has definitely been the biggest problem for the team in their 4 years of struggles.
Right, when you look at this Minnesota Twins team, two of the guys that people really talk about are two guys who have not played a big league game with the Twins yet, of course, Miguel Sano and Byron Buxton. Talk about their presences in camp and what can be expected from them.
Well, obviously, both guys coming off big injuries. You know, Sano last year had the Tommy John surgery, so the third baseman didn't play at all. And then Buxton had a lot of injuries, from the wrist injury, suffering a concussion in the outfield, to breaking his finger in the Fall League. So he only played, I think, 31 minor league games plus the game from the Fall League. So I think this year, the kind of staying healthy is the big key for these two guys. We know about their talent. You know, Buxton's the number one overall prospect in the game, and Sano's not too far behind him. I think both the guys are going to be there in Double A to start the year, but it's good for them to kind of get, you know, some experience now in big league camp. Like I mentioned earlier, Torrey Hunter's really been mentoring Buxton. Kind of Buxton's always following him around, asking him questions. So it's definitely a big part of this future for this team. And Terry Ryan's even indicated he thinks both guys have a real shot to be up, you know, in the majors at some point this year. But probably more likely in September than anything.
Well, with a last place finish in the Central Division, a new manager in Paul Molitor, obviously getting to know his guys and always been in the organization in the past. What kind of surprises, anybody that we, you know, might hear of coming in the spring, maybe, you know, turning things around, or a guy that is off the radar that might make this team?
I think really the only guys that really have chances to kind of maybe surprise would be relievers. I think, you know, kind of around the infield, I think the backup infields are probably going to be Nunez and Escobar. I think Danny Santana switching over to shortstop from center field. I think Hicks has probably got a good chance in center field. But the back end of the bullpen, we can see some surprises. The Rule 5 draft pick, Jared Graham's a guy to maybe look out for. Twins always try to protect guys if they can. Non-roster guy, Blaine Boyer, had a good year last year in San Diego. Stephen Pryor's another guy that got in the trade last year they like. So I think the back end of the bullpen's maybe the more likely spot. We'd see some surprises, but I think overall, I think Mike Pelfrey might be in the bullpen too. That might be a little bit of a surprise. But other than that, I think position player wise, I think we probably won't see any surprises.
That's Rhett Bollinger, MLB.com Twins reporter for Jeff Nelson. I'm Matt Waymire, thanking you for joining us on MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.